world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, Spencer, let's get that first song queued up there, brother. That very first thing I got up there. Welcome 2022. Somebody sent me a meme today. I don't know if you guys know it or not. This was Soylent Green. Soylent Green. Remember that? It's Charlton Heston. Soylent Green is people. How many of you know that was forecast? Whenever that movie was that was 2022. In the movie that was made in 1970-something, Soylent Green, that's before Spencer was even around. So in the movie Soylent Green was about in the future when we were eating people, Charlton Heston. And in the final scene, I think, is Soylent Green is people. He's screaming. I think that was projected in the year 2022. And I was just talking to Reggie there before we went on. I'm not a big numbers guy like Steve Deck, but 2022, you add that up, that's a six, isn't it? Two. Oh, boy, we'll get the conspiracy theorists going. But I'm excited. By the way, communion, go get your communion wafer. Go get you something to take with it. I'm going to give you a minute to do that. We're going to start the year off. We're going to start the year off great. I'm wondering, What are we going to be looking at a year from today? You look at everything that's happened in the last year. And, you know, I came on this morning and Tracy, Happy New Year. I said, is that a promise? What is that? Happy New Year. Really? Is that a wish? What does a Happy New Year look like? It's easy for us to say it. Is it more debauchery and depression and destruction? Is that what's on the horizon? Hey, I want to tell you this. To me, it's a great adventure. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in 2020. And I thank the Lord every day that he allowed me to be alive at this time and this place. And that's why I got my all-in shirt on today. I'm all in. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. I'm all in. I don't know what it's going to look like. I think it's going to be this. I think it's going to be probably, not speaking negatively, probably going to be the most tumultuous year any of us have lived. You say, Coach, how can that be? Well, we're going to start seeing a lot more people die. I tell you this every day, every morning when I get up, I roll out of bed every night. Went to bed at 7:15 last night. Slept like a baby. Every night when I get in bed, I let my wife know how much what an honor it's been, how much I love having spent 41 years with her. 41 years. I mean, next year at this time, who knows, right? Does anybody really know? Does anybody know what kind of variant they're shoving down our throats now, or what's coming down the road next? Anybody? See, they're serious. The devil's people were serious, man. They're serious. So we're going to get serious here today, too. We're going to monkey around in here. And I just want to start off with this, because this is what's in my spirit right now, today, when I got up this morning. Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure. Go ahead and play. Hey, we're not on YouTube anymore, so we don't have to worry about them. They don't have to worry about them censoring us anymore. So saddle up your horses, boys and girls. Saddled up here on the third day of January 2022. Go ahead and play that, Spence.
Saddle up your horses.
Chasing thoughts inside.
Now I read about me. Yeah, hit me like a lightning bolt. Oh, yeah, we got a trail to blaze, baby. We're the kingdom of God. Kingdom on earth. Your victory. Yeah, get ready for the ride of your life. Gonna leave long face religion. Yeah. Life like no other. Oh yeah, we're going over some mountains. We're going down into some valleys. Yeah, baby! Yeah! Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. Things God has in store for those that love him. Spencer, it's a great adventure, baby. Great adventure. I'm excited about 2022. I'm not sucking my thumb. I'm not hiding in the corner. I'm not looking for some rapture. I'm ready to engage. I'm ready to tear down some kingdoms. I'm ready to pluck up and pull out and root out and tear down and rebuild. That's what I'm about. Great adventures ahead of us. Praise the Lord. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Get some communion. We're going to go there first. I got to show you something else. Got this from my buddy OJ. Hate to do video. Well, I won't do videos back to back. Spencer, get the one ready down to the bottom. It says powerful video. Powerful OJ video. Get ready to do that one here real quickly as well. Feel good energy this morning. I feel good energy this morning. Do you guys understand that we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Do you understand that? Do you understand that the Bible says that the very hairs on our head are numbered, not counted, numbered? He knows number 21 from number 22. The very hairs on our head are numbered. I lost some of them somewhere along the line. They went from dark black, dark brown to gray, but they're still there. The Bible says there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground that he's not aware of. Do you think he's asleep? Do you think he doesn't understand what's going on? Do you not understand that he understands this is the fourth quarter, baby, or somewhere along it? Do you not understand that he is gearing up? You understand that the Holy Spirit's been pumping iron? God's been pumping iron. You understand his angels been chomping at the bit, been pawing like horses ready to get out? You understand the times in which we live? Why do we have such a defeatist attitude, friends? Come on, wake up here. I got to show you this, Cantes. We're going to have to do some, we're going to do some praying here in a minute. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to do some praying right in here in this old show. I got to show you. Where is it? Where is it, Spencer? Help me out here. Let me find it. What am I looking for? Spencer. No, that's not it. I know I did it. No. It's up the top. Leading cause of death, Spencer. Leading cause. Wake up, church. Abortion is the leading global cause of death in 2021 with 43 million killed. Abortion. God bless America. God bless America. 43 million babies. Church couldn't care less. March for Life's coming up January 22nd, 49th year. Celebrate again. We're going to go to D.C. and celebrate abortion again. 49 years of it. The impotent, scared, cowardly church can't do anything but march. Can't do anything but march. It's all we can do. Abortion is the leading cause of death. 43 million babies killed in the womb, according to data provided by Worldometer. As of noon, December 22nd, 42.6. Scroll down, Spencer. Scroll down, Spencer. Keep going. There you are. How about this? Right there, Spencer. 12 million died of communicable diseases this year. 12 million. 494,000 died from the flu. That's despite COVID. Still 500,000 died from the flu despite COVID. 7.5 million deaths of children under 5 years old. 209 reported abortions this year. 308,000 deaths of mothers during birth. 43 million people died from AIDS. Did you know that? You know, how come we're not wearing masks for AIDS? 1.679 million died from AIDS. 8 million died from cancer. How come we're not social distancing for cancer? 393 million deaths caused by malaria. You ready? 10,392,000,000 cigarettes smoked today. Why don't you outlaw cigarettes? 10 billion smoked today. 4,994,000 people died because they smoked this year. 2,498,000 people drank themselves to death. How come you're not allowing alcohol? Social distance alcohol. Make you wear a mask. 1 million people killed themselves. Million killed themselves. Why don't they outlaw suicide? Oh, they did, didn't they? 3 billion. I can't even read that. Almost 4 billion. Trillion. 400 trillion spent on illegal drugs. 1,348,000 people died in car accidents. Why do I outlaw cars? Why do I outlaw cars? Driving. Folks, death's part of life, isn't it? Human beings, the only one that seems to, we seem to traffic in death, don't we? Don't we? The Lord said, I set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And where would we be in America today if we simply taught the Ten Commandments to our children? Hey, Spencer, pull that up real quick. Pulling this one out of left field on you today. Remember when he used to post it, Stone versus Graham, 1980, they told us you couldn't take couldn't have the Ten Commandments up in the school anymore. We don't even have them up in the churches anymore. How many of you have it on your refrigerator? How many of you have the Ten Commandments posted in your house? What if we simply talk to our children again? Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. What if we just taught those six, those five, can't even count, one, two, three, four, those six things to our children today? No, can't do that. No. Church can't do that. Church can't do that. Okay, Spencer, hang on. I'm messing around over on my own computer. Pull that video up here, folks. You know the God we serve? Anybody know the God we serve? I watched Mike Heath. I should have this prayer up. I had Charles Jennings on. I'm going to get Charles Jennings back on our show. I watched Mike the other day with his interview with Dr. Charles Jennings, who says, well, hope you're sitting down. Charles Jennings says that, again, it was white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who were the lost, two of the lost tribes of Israel, took the gospel to the world. Jesus Christ spent some time in Europe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get Charles Jennings back on there. This is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He holds the whole world in his hands. And we sit around and we act like we have to bow to Fauci and to Biden and to Pelosi and to Reid, who are nothing more than minions of the devil. And the church doesn't have the power to rise up against us. God help us. 4 minutes, the most powerful video you've ever seen. This is about the God we claim to serve. Go ahead.
Before I created the heavens and the earth, I was. When the earth and everything in it passes away, I will be. I hold the universe together from the smallest atom to the greatest galaxy. It all is in my hands. The sun is hidden in my shadow. I have set the earth on its foundations and I rest my feet upon it. I stir the waters of the oceans with my fingers and shake the mountains with my breath. I am entirely holy and completely other. There are none before me and none like me who can question what I have done or what I will do. My kingdom is eternal and shall exist forevermore. I am the ruler over the kings of the earth. I am the prince of peace. I am the king of kings, the righteous king, the king of the Jews, the king of glory, the king of the ages, the king of heaven, and I am the Lord of lords. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am Jehovah Jireh, I will provide. I am Jehovah Rapha, I will heal. I am Jehovah Mekadesh, I will sanctify. I am Jehovah Rohi, I am your shepherd. I am the Most High God, your deliverer, your redeemer, and savior. I am your shield and your strength and your defender, the eternal and everlasting God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Beside me there is no God. Angels and heavenly beings worship me upon my throne, and I will not give my glory unto another. I will not share my creation. I am a jealous God and a consuming fire. I am the commander of the heaven's armies, and before me kingdoms crumble and rulers kneel. I am your harbor in the tempest. I am safety for the tempted and tried. I have come to set the captives free, to strengthen the weak, to heal the lame, to cause the blind to see. I have come to give you life and breath to breathe. I have come that you might know me. I have come that you might know my limitless love and endless goodness, my measureless mercy and never-ending grace. My forgiveness knows no boundaries, and my acceptance sees no imperfections, nor color, nor race, nor wealth, nor poverty. In me you are made clean, and through me you are sanctified. I am indescribable, incomprehensible, irresistible, and invincible. The heavens cannot contain my glory. Death cannot consume me. Life cannot outlast me. All knees will bow before me, and at my name every tongue will confess. Every tongue will confess that I am the great I am. Every tongue will confess that I am the God of gods.
I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion will never end. Daniel 6:26. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Amen. 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 Spencer, pull up John 3 if you can. While Spencer's pulling up John 3, I'm just going to ask, let's just take a moment, time of prayer. Somebody just go ahead and start.
Dear precious Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come together today just to edify and glorify your precious name. You are our all in all. You give us everything we ever needed. You are the creator, the most high living God, and we are so blessed to be able to be a partaker in your glorious kingdom. Let us fight bold as lions to teach people how important and how loving a God you really are. We appreciate everything you give us. We give thanks right now, Lord God, as we take your precious blood and you, as a testimony for what you've done for us and your body broken on that cross. All that you've done, Lord God, we can never repay. We just give you all our thanks for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit impress upon our spirit at this time that we come together to commemorate what you have done for us. That, Father God, that you help your spirit bring alive in our spirit the body of Christ. Let us each discern the body of Christ, our unity, our commitment to each other, our commandment to love each other, our dependence upon each other. Father God, just strengthen that sense of community and the body of Christ amongst your true believers.
Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful that you have given us a new year, a new beginning, Lord. I give you praise for what you're doing in the United States and in the world and what you're doing in each of our lives with Pass and Salt Ministries. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, please equip us for the days ahead. I pray that you'll be with each man and woman that's yours and give us the strength and foresight to see the devices of the enemy and conquer, Lord, in your name. I pray you'll let us be a beacon of light to others, and we'll welcome them. We'll welcome them with discernment into our folds and just help them as we may, as a gift you've given us, Lord. Give us the strength to do so, to go, to not be complacent, Lord. Help us to be more like Jesus every day. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, allow us to be bold, set good examples to others, provide a spiritual and physical strength. Help all those that this evil sickness comes against. Heal those that have been damaged from this illness. Heal their lungs. Let their blood flow steadily through their veins. Help the children of the vaccinated be born healthy. Watch over us, protect us. Let us be examples to all those around us that we come in contact with and be a light to the world. We thank you, Lord. Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Heavenly Father, we glorify your mighty name and your kingship on earth. May you have a seat in our home and be king and dwell within our homes, and that your spirit pervade every material structure in our homes above and below. May you grace the hearts that dwell within those homes who call upon your mighty name with the understanding of true knowledge and to get past the suffering so that they may help to fight for your kingdom and your kingship on earth and build up your kingdom. May they learn and understand the secret mysteries of the evil one so that they can come against it and take down every single stronghold in this nation and on this earth so that your name may be glorified above earth, below earth, on earth, in the waters, in the skies, in all of your creation, Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise for your Son that you sent on this earth to redeem us back to you. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a mind to understand what is really going on so that we may act on behalf of your Son. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, please give us discernment, give us wisdom. Give us courage, Father. Help us to be that warrior that you want us to be, to help uphold the kingdom. And Lord, help us for others to see the kingdom in us, to see your love in us and your strength in us. Lord, I just ask you this day to watch over our families and to protect us as we go through this fight and with your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are the prodigy of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, your begotten Son, Father. Help us to walk a path that's worthy of the sacrifice that he did on our behalf. Lord, let it be honoring and pleasing in your sight. Bless the steps of your children in Jesus' name.
Father, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. God, I thank you. We worship you. I pray for my brothers and sisters right now for your protection to go out. Lord, that we will see ahead of time things that might be planned. God, I pray a dismantling right now and confusion in the enemy's camp. All the schemes that have been sent out, all the curses, I just break them now in Jesus' name. And I bless all the people who are listening right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you said the blessing of the Lord makes rich and he adds no sorrow with it. God, we stand on your word. Your word in Psalm 91, which is long to read, so I won't. But God, you deliver us. You lift us up because we have set our love upon you, God. And you deliver us. And you give us salvation. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. And that's what I'm believing for this year and for my friends here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Thank you for your provisions and your love. And while we all come to you with different burdens, we want to remember your commandment for us to love our neighbor and guide us in ways to do that, to help meet their needs through our spiritual and physical gifts and extend the hands and hearts of Jesus, our Savior. We love you, Yahweh, Abba, Father, and in the name of your faithful Son, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we just pray this morning that in your wrath and in your vengeance, you'll remember mercy, Lord. Father, you taught us to pray. You said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help us to be great representatives of you. Help us to carry your banner forward today. And help us, Lord, to fight to reestablish you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over America. We know that you already occupy that title. We know that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. But Father, we just pray that you would move upon your body, those of us who carry your name, Lord, that you would manifest your power and your glory through us for the restoration of all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if you will, go out and grab yourself a little bit of the element here. And this is powerful. This is powerful. When's the last time, friends, if you would ask yourself, when was the last time you went to church and had 20 minutes of prayer? When was the last time? Well, some of the most prayer void places in America are Sunday morning church services. 30 seconds of bless me. 30 seconds of bless my family. 20 seconds of be pleased with me. And then on about the rigmarole, the traditions of men. And here as we kick off 2022, I wore the shirt today. I'm all in. I'm all in. Because there's not a one of us who are standing here today that know whether we'll be here even tomorrow. The Bible tells us that life is but a vapor. It's here and then it's gone. And the truth be told, there are many who are sitting here right now who may not be here next year. They may not be here. I'm sorry, as I'm trying to do something over here on my screen. May not be here. Loved ones, people you hold dear, may not be here next year. Eternity is a long time. I'm reminded today that Jesus said in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1, that the day of your death is better than the day of your birth. And just want to conclude this session with what the Holy Spirit told us, what Almighty God told us on the night he was betrayed. So everybody get a little bit of the elements. It could be water. It could be Diet Coke. If you were to take that into context, the night that what we've been taught was the first communion, we would know the Bible says that on the night he was betrayed. Think about that a second. Have you betrayed the Lord? Have I been treasonous to God? Have you been treasonous to God? Have you had the opportunity to stand up and to speak up and didn't take that opportunity? Have you wilted in the face of criticism, opposition? And if you saw yesterday, the guy, Antonio Brown, who quit right in the middle of the game for the New York Jets, and I was watching that, and I said, that's the church. That's the Christians taking off their helmet and their shoulder pads when things don't go their way, making a show of themselves and walking off, saying somehow God has disappointed them, rather than playing the game to the end. Occupy till I come, he said. Keep your uniform on till the game's over, he said. Fight to the finish, he said. I'm coming back, he said. I'm establishing a kingdom that is without end, he told us. And the only reason we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today is because those of us who carry the name of Christ have been cowardly. We haven't stood up. We haven't spoke up. We haven't stepped into the gap. We haven't offered our own bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which the Bible says is our reasonable service. It's the least we can do. The problems that we have in America are not Donald Trump, and they're not Joe Biden. And they're not Nancy Pelosi, and they're not Charles Schumer. And they're not Ted Cruz, and they're not whoever else you want to throw into it. All we have to do is look in the mirror. If you want to see the enemy, our greatest enemy, look in the mirror. Those of us who carry the name of Christ, all power, he said, has been given unto us, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, he said, go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And he told us that you'd be hated of all men. Everybody, every place you go, when you carry the truth, they are going to hate you. This idea that everybody's going to love you and everybody's going to love the gospel and the gospel's all about love. Folks, that is a lie from the pit. Jesus said, they hated me first. They're going to hate you. We should wear that as a badge of honor. So he's getting ready to, go crucified. You know, he was all man and all God. We can't understand that. All man and all God. And he knew something bad was about to happen to him. I don't know. Do you think Jesus Christ knew what really he was going to go through? Do you think he knew that they were going to whip him and going to hang him on a cross and nail him to a cross? Do you think he had any idea what they were going to do to him? Was he all knowing? Did he know that? Or did he just know that he was going to literally walk through hell? Did he know that? And so he's sitting around with his homeboys. What's he say to his homeboys? He said, boys, oh man, there's some rough times ahead. Rough times ahead. But he said, Peter, Satan has desired he might have you. He might sift you like wheat, Pete. Why did he pick Peter? Because he picked Peter because we know when Jesus said to his disciples, who do men say that I am? Peter, the loudmouth, was the one that spoke up and said, well, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter was the first guy that Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And upon this rock, I'm going to build a church. And Peter was the first one to know who Jesus was. First human lips to speak it. The revelation of Jesus. We follow the life of Peter. He says, Peter, Satan's going to sift you like wheat, dude. You're in trouble. But when this whole thing's over, do me a favor. He said, go strengthen your brothers. Go strengthen your brothers. And hey, folks, isn't that our call? Is Christianity personal? Is it only and always just about my own personal salvation and the blessings that God's given to me and to my family and the hedge protection he's placed around me? Is there nothing in this for us? Do we have no obligation at all to engage in this thing? If we didn't have an obligation to do it, why would he tell us that greater love has no man than this, then he would lay down his life for his friends? The greatest expression of love is to lay down your life for your friends. Why don't we do that? As we saw earlier in the show, the leading cause of death in America today is the slaughter of our own born children created in the image of God. And we're powerless to do it except go march in Washington, D.C. for the 49th time and pray for some conservative judge to come along. I'm reminded of what my friend John Brockhoff said. Said the Holy Spirit impressed upon him that little baby in the womb was one of God's children. What would you do if they slaughtered one of your children in the womb? God bless America! God bless America! The question we should all be asking ourselves today is why? Why should God bless America? So we gather together today in the tradition of the church, the beginning of the new year, our first broadcast of 2022. Can you hardly say that? What type of resolution are we going to make? What kind of Christian are we going to be in the years ahead? Will we even see 2023? Knowing that on the night that he was betrayed, according to the scriptures, he took some bread. He broke it. He said, this is my body given up for you. I'm going to go lay down on that. I'm going to let him nail me to that cross. He says, as often as you guys get together, even if you're eating Sunday morning breakfast or Saturday morning breakfast with the boys, as often as you eat this bread, remember what I did for you. The greater love is no man than this. He would lay down his life for his friends. That's what I did. And we got through eating that bread. He took a cup. I don't know, was it wine? They were probably drinking wine. Christians aren't supposed to drink. Don't get me going on that one. So this is a cup of my blood. Blood of a new and everlasting covenant. And this shed blood, this new and ever better covenant, better blood testifying better things, this blood I shed for you for the remission of sins. So as often as you do this, as often as you eat my body and drink my blood, boys and girls, I want you to remember just exactly what it was I did for you. Greater love is no man than this. Then he lay down his life for his friends. Do this in remembrance of me. Who knows what the future holds here, friends? By the future, I'm talking about months. Is America as we know it today going to make it a year? Who would have ever thought that 2 years ago, when my wife came home that day and told me that she saw that they were going to close down the stores for a week and people are going to have to stay home for a week? I said, you're crazy. They'll never be able to do that. And here we are 2 years later. And every new flu that comes down the pike, they're calling it some type of new variant. We expect to have new flus every winter, don't we, friends? Because, see, the battle's never changed. This eternal battle of the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman, it's playing out right before us. And unfortunately, because those of us who carry the name of Christ, we've withdrawn from the battlefield, we've left all those positions of authority and influence up to the devil's kids. They occupy them all. As I said earlier, we're going to go march in Washington, D.C. 49th year march for life. 49 years of marching. The church has been relegated to marching. That's all we can do. I say not in 2022. A new spirit is rising up in the American church. A new spirit is rising up in Christian men all across America. Oh, no, it's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not the savior of the world. No, it's not republicanism and it's not conservatism. It's a return to the precepts of Christianity upon which this nation was built. And if those of us who carry the name of Christ won't actively engage in this cause and this battle for truth, justice, and the American way, if we will not actively get out of our easy chairs and enter in, as Jesus said, into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, if we will not do that, we will see the world fall into 400 years of darkness. But it's not going to happen. How do I know that? Because Jesus Christ said he was going to build his kingdom here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What a time to be alive, folks. Rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser things. Get heart and soul, mind and strength.
Amen. Serve the King of Kings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Whoa, I felt that. Deep down inside of me. Felt that deep down inside of me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody come on in. I couldn't even get over here to my, couldn't even get over here today. See if this where it is. Anybody got anything you want to say here? Is this there? There it is. There. Wasn't much to say in the middle of that thing, was there? Somebody come on in. I got some news I got to share with you here too. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What am I looking for? What was I looking for? That's it. The Christian Revolution. This week, coming up on Thursday, noon, find a place, get it done. Listen, you guys do know this, don't you? Some people don't want to get involved because it's not political. I mean, for the life of me, cannot figure out the way. They want to bring Trump signs, MAGA hats, I don't even know what to say. So listen, I'm going to be at the courthouse in Newark, Ohio, with my Appeal to Heaven flag and my American flag. And I'm going to be there at noon. Anybody in Licking County want to come and join me? I'm going to be on the square. And I would say all of you, plant your flags wherever those flags might be at noon coming up this Thursday, January 6th. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be. Come on in, Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, team. Yeah, I can't say 2022. It's too many twos in that for me.
Too many twos.
But I wanted to just to read this headline to let you. Here's an update on the beast system. That's why we want to get out there and show ourselves. We need to let them know that they are up against something. Pfizer capital criminal. This is in the headline. Pfizer, what's his last name? Varola, bragging that electronic pills that send a signal when ingested not only exist, but are already approved by the FDA. So they have electronic pills.
Trump was telling me that yesterday, Rochelle. Right, Mark? You were talking about that. You sent an email out about that yesterday, folks. The devil is so far ahead of us in this game, friends. This is going to be the upset of upsets. We're going to watch this thing play out. But God is going to, oh my God, he's going to call some turnovers that we can't even believe. Are you in here, Mark? Were you talking about that yesterday, or was I losing my mind?
There's a lot going on. That the smart dust is another way. I mean, there's multiple methods they're connecting to us. But the bottom line is this nano vaccination process has taught them how to put antennas in our blood cells and then activate our blood cells for use in some future capacity. These agendas are moving forward. Just continue to isolate yourself from the world.
Yep.
You know, limit your time in the world. Make sure you have a buddy to go with you in the world. Pray up before you go in the world. We must sanctify ourselves, Coach. We must.
We must, Mark, especially in 2022, right? 2022. We got to sanctify ourselves. We got to set ourselves apart. We have to. Oh, man. What a time to be alive. Come on in, Larry.
Amen, Mark. Amen to what you're saying. Those of us who are a part of the true body of Christ, it is upon us the only thing we ever have to do in the world is what we are specifically led by the Spirit of God to say and do and tell somebody in the world. Other than that, our attention and focus, all of your love goes to the Lord Jesus, your Lord. Now, your Lord is the body of Christ. He's the head. The other people are the body. When you're loving your brother and sister sitting there next to you, you're loving the Lord. You are fulfilling both of the greatest commandments.
I'm with you, Larry. Amen, brother. Amen. JR, you out there? What the heck's going on with you, JR, and the fight that you're having up there in Delaware? Because, folks, the government's going to get more and more overbearing, more and more overreaching. They're going to more and more of it. Are you there, JR? I know you're out there lurking someplace. No, I'm looking for something here. Somebody come in here. I'm looking for something.
I'm here, Coach. Sorry.
Come on, JR. What's going on with you?
Issues. Just keeping busy, trying to get into public schools and trying to get
happened.
The.
Tell them what happened to you.
Glenn and I showed up at a school board meeting about a month ago. And there was a police officer there and the building superintendent at the door. And they wouldn't let us in because we didn't have a mask on. As a matter of fact, the policeman said to me, and I told them because I wasn't going to wear a mask because I believe it's bearing false witness. And I think that COVID is a religion. And I'm not, you know, I'm only serving one God.
Amen.
and the policeman said to me, well, if you take another step in here, I'm going to arrest you for criminal trespass.
JR, do you pay for that? Do you pay for that school?
I pay thousands of dollars a year to that school to support that building, and I can't go into it because I'm practicing my religion. And, you know, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, this isn't just about your skin color. This is about religion, among other things. And you can't, it's basically in public accommodations. They can't keep you from it, but they did. So anyway, it was, we didn't go in, and we're trying to find a way. Look, Coach, this isn't something that Glenn and I should be arrested for. This is something that policemen and the superintendent of schools should be arrested for. They're the ones that should have to get a lawyer. They're the ones that should have to fret over this. Instead of us being defensive, we need to be on the offense.
We do, brother. We do. We got battles going on everywhere. That's what while you're fumbling, JR, I was thinking about it. Spencer, pull up that song I just wrote for you. This is the old Promise Keeper song, guys. This is for us in 2022, right? Go ahead and play that, Spence.
Rise up, O man of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O man of God, the kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, O man of God, the church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to her task, rise up and make her great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod, as brothers of the Son of Man, rise up, O man of God.
Okay, Spencer, while we're finishing up here, Spencer, look up Promise Keepers, Rise Up, O Men of God. Let's get some, I thought this would have a little bit more oomph to it, right? Hey, folks, listen, here's the truth. If men of God don't rise up, if we don't, do we think that any elected politician in the world is going to do anything righteous before our very eyes? Do we really believe that? I don't believe it. He's got the Maranatha Singers. Let's see if we hear it a little bit better in this one, Spencer. Go ahead and play that. Look at all those guys are Promise Keepers. Where are they? Where are they?
The Lord is calling. Rise up. This is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of faith.
Rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser things.
Give heart and soul
and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God, his kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and in the night of wrong.
Rise up! The church for you doth wait, man.
Unequal to a task, rise up and make
it. Rise up and make the church great.
Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of faith. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day.
Let's rise up and make it seize the moment. Mel, you got a moment you want to seize. Come on in there real quickly.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Hey, so I just wanted to invite you all. Dr. John Diamond, who has the 9 o'clock Brighty on TV show called America Unhinged, has invited the new Liberty Action Network to be featured this week. And we're going to be on for the full hour tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock at Brighty on TV. So what we're forming is a network of doers. We're distinctly Christian, kingdom-focused, and we're creating righteous action together. So we're creating a template in Ohio, And we hope to, you know, over time, once we get the template established, it might be something that we can spread across the country or in the region. So I would encourage you to go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com and check us out. Join us if you'd like to. We put our Christian values right up front as you're joining us. You don't have to be in Ohio to join us. And in fact, it'd be great to have, you know, all of the everybody that's in the huddle in there, because then as we grow, we'll be able to reach out to you first. And so anyway, thank you so much. Yeah, join us tomorrow, 9 o'clock on Dr. John Diamond's show. Thanks, you guys.
LibertyActionNetwork.com. LibertyActionNetwork.com. Come on in, Tracy, then Randy.
Hey, I just talking about going on the offense. I mean, this is great with all the school board attendance and stuff, but get your kids out of school. That's the option. The money is, as long as the money's there, this stuff is not going to stop. They have to do it to get these funds. Get your kids out of school this year. Don't send them back. That's my plea for this year.
2022 is a year of action. Randy.
Coach, you want to hear Rise Up, Old Man of God, play Phil Keaggy. It's the masculine version.
Gotcha, man. That's right, the masculine verse. 49 years of marching for life. 49. Hey, can I end on a laugh today? Is it okay if I end on a laugh here? Do me a favor. Pull up, Spencer, pull up Archie Bunker there. Folks, the good old days. Can you imagine today if this was to be played? This was Archie Bunker, All in the Family. I don't know how many years ago. This shows how far we've fallen or come. Go ahead.
Imagine Irene Lorenzo thinking that she's going to get that job over me with all that gray hair of hers.
Well, she just might get the job, Art. You know, nowadays the government is pressuring companies into hiring more women in executive positions.
I know. It's a crime against nature. Women was created for two things, making meals and babies.
Oh, boy. There you go again with the 19th century thinking of yours.
Well, it's true. Look at your cave women. Why do you think your cave women was created with short legs and fat butts?
I don't know, Arch, but I'm sure you got a good answer.
So they couldn't run fast, so the men could catch them and force them to make the meals and the babies.
Well, weren't there any cave women with long legs and skinny butts that could run faster than the men?
Well, them, the men would have to bring down with a rock.
Now I'm starting to catch on. And what about the cave men with short legs and fat butts that couldn't catch any women?
Well, they was probably your first fags.
Ooh. How long ago was that? See, you can't even say stuff like that anymore, right? Because the left has no sense of humor. They have no sense of humor. Hey, listen. So as we close it, hey, I'm on Bridie on today. You know what I'm going to do? It just came to me while I was doing the show. I don't know if you guys saw the change in the show. I'm going to use that first 40 minutes of this show as my Bridie on broadcast today. So those of you who prayed, you're going to be prayed on. You're going to be here. A larger audience is going to hear you today. That's what I'm going to do. So we're going to play that at 11 o'clock today. Roger, come on in real quick. Roger and Rochelle, jump in there.
Oh, I was
not just at the same time. Go ahead, Roger.
I'm sorry. You know, seeing that Promise Keeper insignia, whatever, was just it was kind of hard to see that this morning because
yes,
I remember being so involved in that and going and. And there was a lot of good that came out shortly, but it was kind of hard to see that. And I don't know why, maybe because it illustrated, you know, a flash in the pan or something, but it was hard to see that. I have good memories of going to things there with men. I have good memories of some of the teachings.
Roger, they never asked the men to do anything great outside the home. They never did. They never ask. Took 2 million men to Washington, D.C. and never ask our elected officials to end abortion. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Kind of rough to see that.
Amen. Rochelle and then Teresa, and then we got to go. Go ahead.
Just real quick, if you guys need some comic relief, which that was funny, Coach, thank you. Read the comments that people were making about the sewage spill off of Venice Beach this new year. It was hysterical. Venice Beach used to be number one. Now they're number two. another one was, turns out, no, it wasn't a sewage spill. It was just pick your favorite Democratic politician going for a swim. anyway, they used Maxine Waters for their joke. But
that'd be a good one.
Sauce it up a little bit. But we all need some comic relief. Thank you.
Amen. Teresa.
Have you guys heard anything about a worldwide protest against the vaccine mandates on the Sunday after the Right to Life March? I believe that's January 23rd.
We'll check it out, Teresa. Don't know about it, but we'll check it out. Folks, what a time to be alive. Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. God bless you. We'll see you all tomorrow.